When you bury negative feelings, they never die. Like toxic waste, they're going to resurface through your attitude, through your relationships. The good news is, it's not too late to do something about it. You don't have to live with that contamination on the inside. Let it go. Forgive the person that hurt you. Forgive the parent for what they didn't give you. Let go of the disappointment, the dream that didn't work out. Let go of the guilt, the shame, the regret, the remorse. You can't keep that bottled up and reach your potential. David went to the palace to work as one of King Saul's armor bearers. Saul was proud of David, loved him like a son, but over time, Saul became jealous of David. He could see the anointing and favor on David's life. Instead of being happy for him, he wanted to get rid of him. While David was playing the harp for Saul, trying to make Saul feel better, Saul threw a spear at David and barely missed him. David had to flee for his life. He had done nothing but good for Saul, honored him, served him, but in return, Saul tried to kill him. David spent months living on the run, hiding in caves with Saul and his men chasing after him. At one point, David could have killed Saul. He snuck up on Saul and his men while they were sleeping, but he wouldn't harm him. And despite David being good to Saul, Saul never changed his mind. He wouldn't have him back in the palace. Several years later, Saul was killed in a battle. David was made the king. When David heard that Saul was gone, you would think he would be so happy, so relieved. Finally, this man that made his life miserable, caused him heartache, where he couldn't pursue his dreams, was no longer there. Surely David would call his men together, have a big party. But the scripture says David wept when he learned Saul was killed. He wrote a song honoring him, saying how beloved and how gracious was Saul. No wonder David rose so high. He learned to let things go. Can you imagine writing a song about your biggest enemy? The one that tried to keep you down, about how beloved they are? A key to David's success is he didn't let the toxins get on the inside. He didn't bury the things that weren't fair. The anger, the hurt, the injustice, he turned it over to God. Even years later, he was sitting in the palace, the greatest leader of that day, maybe of any day, having conquered all kinds of territory, seen God's favor in great ways. He said to his staff, "Is there anyone still alive from the house of Saul that I can bless?" He still had no bitterness toward Saul. He's still being good to a man that wasn't good to him. Who knows where God will take you if you'll just let things go? When you have every right to be angry, bitter, hold on to the hurt, they left you, you lost someone valuable. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's more difficult to deal with the toxins on the inside than it is to let things go. It's not always easy to forgive, but it's harder to deal with the poison of unforgiveness. It's not easy to move forward after a disappointment, but it's harder to stay stuck in defeat and mediocrity. Coach Rudy Tomjanovich was the Hall of Fame coach of the Houston Rockets and also a great professional basketball player himself. When he was 25 years old, in the middle of a game, a fight broke out between two players. Rudy ran over to break them up. One of the players turned and threw a punch without looking as hard as he could. Just so happened, Rudy was running up full speed. The punch hit him square in the face. It became known as the punch heard around the world. Fractured his skull, broke his nose and cheekbones. He had spinal fluid leaking out, almost took his life. Months later, while he was recovering, he was asked about the man that hit him and what he thought. Everyone was waiting his response. Surely he'd be angry, bitter. This is not right. Rudy didn't miss a beat. He told how he had already forgiven him, that he wasn't angry or upset. The reporters were puzzled. They said, "This man almost ended your life. He put you through all this pain. How could you possibly forgive him?" Rudy said, "I knew the only way I could move forward was to let it go. I didn't forgive just for his sake. I did it so that I could be free." Maybe you've had bad breaks. You weren't treated right, wasn't fair. I'm not asking you to do the other person a favor. I'm asking you to do yourself a favor. Forgive so you can be free. Forgive so you can reach your potential. Forgive so you can see the beauty for ashes. Don't bury the toxins. Don't bury what they did. Those negative feelings are alive. They can't be contained. You have to give it to God. Trust Him to make it up to you. You weren't created to live with poisons weighing you down, contaminating your vision. You will rise so much higher if you'll get free from that.
Thanks so much for watching today. If you want to see the full message, click the link in the description or go to joelosteen.com. We are praying for you and your family. It's going to be an awesome year. You wouldn't be alive unless God had something amazing up in front of you.
Stay in faith. We know God's got something amazing in store for you and your family. We'll see you next time.